BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Higher Education Minister Buti Manamela says a new student funding model will be developed over the next 3 months. He says stabilizing NSFAS is a top priority in the department's education reform plan.
To this effect, I've asked the CEO and the chairperson of the National Student Financial Aid Scheme to convene an agent briefing and brief the nation and in particular students on the state of NSFAS and some of the challenges that they've been confronted with. But to support their work, we've already started engagement with Treasury in filling some of the gaps that exist in terms of student funding.
The minister says all NSFAS issues are being addressed to ensure access, boost accountability and restore public trust.
There's no denying that there's been fundamental challenges at NSFAS. But what we shouldn't also deny is the fact that 800,000 students, as we speak, have received their allowances.
More people are without jobs. The unemployment rate rose to 33.2% in the second quarter of 2025. Stats SA says there were 140,000 more unemployed people between April and June, bringing the total of those who don't have work to 8.4 million. The number of employed people increased by 19,000 to 16.8 million, while there were 28,000 fewer discouraged work seekers. Two people have been arrested in connection with the fire at the Home Affairs in Germiston, east of Johannesburg. The two-story building was set alight this morning, allegedly by protesters who were being evicted from a nearby housing complex. Most of the fire has been contained by Ekurhuleni Emergency Services. The ANC's regional secretary, Jongisiwe Tlabati, has condemned the action. He says the deliberate destruction of important public offices is a violation of human rights and an attack on the state's capacity to deliver essential services to citizens.
We view this as criminality and we call upon the law enforcement to act swiftly, apprehend those that are involved and ensure that the harshest punishment is meted. We caution everyone that irrespective of their own frustration, at no point must they damage, vandalize or burn public infrastructure.
And in Taiwan, nearly 2,000 people will be evacuated from their homes today as Typhoon Podol approaches the island. Authorities have warned storm-hit central and southern regions are likely to be pounded again. The typhoon is expected to make landfall along the lightly populated southeast coast tomorrow before sweeping across the island and into the Taiwan Strait. Average wind speeds at the center of the storm could reach up to 133 kilometers per hour, with gusts of up to 166 kilometers. The defense ministry there says around 31,000 soldiers are ready to assist in preparations as well as rescue and relief efforts. The top story, Higher Education Minister Buti Manamela says a new student funding model will be developed over the next 3 months. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.